We're up to the last Gemara, last topic before we go to the Rif on Daf Tesem and Beis. And Benji. Yeah, you missed. My memory's not that good, you know, long term for these things. But I remember yesterday, Avi was, you know, she's the man on the spot. So today you're the man on the spot. Okay. As I say, Ocha Brusa will be Susa. Okay. Go ahead. Read the Mishnah, and if we may read it again. Okay. So, the Mishnah says that if you make it a sukkah under a tree, it's like you made it inside the house. Okay? So what's the problem? Okay. Because a sukkah inside the house is not a sukkah. And then the Mishnah says, sukkah agabe sukkah, the elyonas ksher and tachtonas psula. Why? Because the bottom one is a sukkah shetachas a sukkah. Now the source for this is the Gemara says, and we saw this in the Torah's Kohanim, so you can already skip the... well, read the last line. We'll read the source in a second. It's Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Okay. So that's what's interesting. He says, if there's nobody living in the upper sukkah, if there are no dwellers, then the bottom sukkah is good. So the Gemara is going to explore this particular issue, because the truth is, it doesn't really make any sense on the surface. Why? Why does it make no sense? What's that? Correct. In fact, if you want to jokingly say, if a sukkah without the urim wasn't called a sukkah, it should be usher to enter the sukkah on Yom Tov, because it would be binyan. You'd be making a sukkah. So, obviously it's ridiculous. But the question is, what does it mean, im ein di urim? So that's why the Gemara is going to say what it says. The Gemara has a havamin maskana, but neither one assumes the possibility that it means that it's dependent upon whether people are actually dwelling there. Yehuda? If you have a no. If you didn't know that there was a din of sukkah tachas sukkah, I'd agree with you. But the truth is, I have a suspicion that what happens, what's the din? If you have, we pask in 10 tfachim. Let's say someone is hiding in the schach. Do they pass all the sukkah? Really? Do they? I don't know. But I presume. Again, once you know there's a concept of sukkah tacha sukkah, yeah. It's part of psula, so it shouldn't matter whether the urim velyon. That's why the Gemara is not willing to even entertain that possibility. Yeah, the Gemara just dismisses that possibility. Yes.
Yeah, I would think like intuitively that like the iser hana of the materials of the sukkah isn't kal until someone is in the sukkah. So don't you think that point about it?
No.
No.
If you build a sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah to be used. And then Bein HaShemashot comes, the first night of Sukkot, the Sukkot is Neser, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't not Neser when you go in there.
It doesn't really, no.
Really? I'm not aware of any such thing. The Halosa Isser is Bein HaShemashot. It's nothing to do with anybody's in the Sukkot. Now, if you didn't intend to enter the Sukkot, then you built a museum. You haven't consecrated for the, you haven't intended to use the mitzvah. But if you did build, but if you built the Shem Sukkot and you planned to use it, then when Sukkot comes, it's Neseres Bahana. Yeah. No need to enter it. You're thinking of the Sugya of Hazmana Milsa.
What about cash? Like, don't we usually say that, like, insert Hanal is
cash? No, no, no. Okay. You're thinking of the Sugya of Hazmana Lav Milsa, the Machlokas Habayin Rava. The answer is no. That's by things that are fundamentally Isuri Hana, not things that are Muksamach Mas Mitzvah. A Sukkah is not Asur Bahana, you understand. It's muksala mitzvah. So when you go in the sukkah, you're nene from the sukkah. With the sugya of Abayin Rava in Sanhedrin, in Daf Mem Ches, and elsewhere, hazmana milsa, it has to do with endowing something with kedusha or isur hana. It comes up legabe ksiva sefer Torah. It comes up legabe a mace. It comes up legabe tefillin, putting it in a tefillin bag. that's what we talk about Zman Milsei. That's a permanent Kedusha, a permanent Isser Hana, you might say, outside of its purpose. This is being Muksel Mitzvasa.
So the
in fact, I think, what's that? Correct. It means you're not allowed to use the sukkah other than for the purposes of mitzvah. In fact, I'm not mistaken, that was the Rambam or others who hold that by a sukkah, I think maybe if a sukkah, was it, not if it falls down, if a, parts of the sukkah are removed and there's still hechshir sukkah there, it doesn't interfere, maybe also it's not asa min haTorah, but it's a limit. This is not an it's not a classic Israel, no. It's a muksel mitzvasa. And so hasmana, you do need to intend it to be for the mitzvah. That in itself is not enough. But this is not once what asers it is bein hashmashas. When it's hooked to the mitzvah of bein hashmashas, now it's aser for all. If your intent was for all sukkahs, it's aser all shavus yemei sukkahs. Okay, fine. So let's read the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. I may have asked you to start Amar Yirmiyah. I don't remember, but just read Tana Rabbanan anyway. Okay, that's what he says. Fine. Okay. Fine. Do all of them say, by the way, basukos? I don't think so. I think one of them supposedly has the vav after the kaf. Okay. Anyway. Okay, all four possibilities. Okay, so what is this case?
Marker. I used to have a shear assistant a long time ago.
Nobody. I didn't say. I didn't finish the. Very good, Yair. I didn't finish the sentence. He is a character, and he always wore a suit jacket, not a suit, but he always had like a jacket on, and it was like, you know, when it was like a magician's hat. He seemed to have everything in his pocket. Everything I needed was in his pockets. Anyway, but we have 2 seconds again. Okay, this is good stuff. This is weak schach. I'm just dashing it so you know it's chanos or mitzilasa. This is, okay, below 20 amos. So both sukkahs are kosher. But why are both sukkahs kosher? Yes, sir?
Because the schach on the top is mitzvah schach on the bottom. And so it doesn't matter. Or it's considered like one sukkah.
Okay, so I would just say the following. It's not on top of here, I don't care what the nature of this floor is, this a lower schach is. Let's say you learn how to levitate, okay, or you have a special machine that levitates you. Now, magnets, you are magnets on your feet, and, you know, and is a very powerful magnet pulling the ground, and you float in the sukkah. Are you Mekai in the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? Mestama, yes. You don't have to be on the ground of the sukkah to be yotzei the mitzvah. So whatever you want to call this weak schach, if you're on top of that, you're levitating. Very nice. What if you're below the schach? Well, why would it be possible? Give me a reason. Now on.
You're under a possible schach.
Yeah, but it's not possible. It's not possible schach.
Well, that would.
It's schach that's not kosher to be enough to be a sukkah. You're under schach kosher. And there's no schach puzzle that's mafsik.
You're not under the tzel of the good schach.
So what? We know that that's not a requirement, right? If you build the sukkah, the ashtar is karnayim. There's only one reason under here should be puzzle. What is that? What's the one reason?
You can find them, but it's too shady.
We hope we'll get to that issue. Diona? No, if you're like Rabbi, I'm not sure what conclusion you would reach looking at this. Kesser.
Duros Kevo, Kavi Duros.
No. What's the only time you have a problem being here? What would the psul be?
that you're going to soak over 20 amos?
No, what?
Over 20 amos?
No, this is over 20 amos. It would be a problem of sukkah tacha sukkah. Just read. That's the mission. There is not kosel. Basukos teshvu will over sukkah sukkah. So why is it not kosel? Why is it not kosel?
It's not a sukkah.
It's not a sukkah. Why is it not a sukkah? Because it's not a sukkah. Lasa. That's all. That's very simple. I mean, there's a trick question. It's a crucial point to emphasize to understand the sukkah. It's not a sukkah, therefore it's not sukkah. Tacha sukkah. It's all one sukkah. With a funny architecture that somebody decided to put tzchach in the middle of the sukkah too. Zach?
Why isn't it like sitting, if you're sitting on the bottom bar, why isn't it like sitting under like
Noyi sukkah? Because Noyi sukkah, firstly, you might be kosher anyway in a board. Number two, Noyi sukkah are psulim l'schach. This is not psulim l'schach. Here, conceptually, Zach, you can see it is different parts of the tzchach in different places. What? In this case, since the kosher schach is on top, it might be the opposite of chavot rami. There's another term. I forget what they call it. to pull it up.
There's no shear that's like, once it's between those two sides.
So I'll tell you where there's a shear. If I have a sukkah where I put a piece of schach here, a board 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 here, and if each of these is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, but only in combination do you get tzchach. Whether you can put it together to be mashir the sukkah, Abaye says, I think, three tefachim is the gap, and Rava says it's only if the tzchach itself pieces aren't one tefach wide. Once the tzchach pieces are one tefach wide, you say chavod rami. You join them together. But in this sukkah, we don't need to do that, because we already have tzchach kosher on top.
But the stuff that's on the bottom is considered
tzchach? No. It's chamasa. What's that? It's chamasa mitzilasa. That's not a problem. No, it's not. It's chamasa merubah mitzilasa. It's nothing.
Is it kimisheno?
What?
Is it kimisheno?
It is effectively kimisheno. It's not mitzdarif with the. You don't need it to be mitzdarif, and it's not mitzdarif with havstach. Gail?
If there is, let's say, a bed, wooden and fucking tall on the top somewhere, are people under the bed in the bottom sukkah considered to be not in the sukkah?
It would be the same problem if someone's sitting on the top sukkah underneath that bed. Yes.
It would be. Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't say that the schach, this schach does anything. The
correct. The schach's not there. Daniel?
At what point, though, does the second layer of schach sort of
invalidate? Second, you got to identify top or bottom.
The bottom layer of schach invalidate what's below. Like if it was a piece of concrete.
If it's tzilasa, you don't need concrete. If it's tzilasa, meruba mechamasa. If this were like that, tzilasa mechamasa, one second, it's now a sukkah. Glass is schach puzzle. That's like being under a bed. Remember, this is schach kasher. And when it becomes tzilasa meruba mechamasa, it becomes a sukkah. And now it's a sukkah tachas a sukkah, no good. But as long as it's chamasa meruba tzilasa, it's just the decorations that don't passel. No.
But then it's not a case of sukkah tachas sukkah, because it's not a sukkah.
Thank you. More to your question? Yes, it means a physical space. Right, you could still have it. You make these boards solid. If you make these boards solid, you know, if you make these boards, but not the floor solid, but use starker boards, you know, let's say you use like, I don't know, 2x4s, you need like 2x6s. Okay, you put 2x6s there, but you space them and you have more gaps than thin. You have to walk carefully on it. You have to walk very carefully on it. But, you have a very strong floor there. Right? No, I'm sorry, what was the question I was responding to? Not Noah's. What was the last point?
That it's
what?
It says the bottom.
Right, so it means the space. It means the space is kosher, that's all.
So when it says the word sukkah, it's not referring to the schach, it's referring to the space.
Yeah, I guess you would say that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you were to make the... What is the bottom layer of schach? A solid board, solid wooden board. Yeah. The bottom wouldn't be a sukkah at all.
Correct. It will be. Firstly, it would be tzilasa meruba mechamasa, and it would be no but schach. In other words,
solid board
is pasul schach.
What?
A truly solid board is pasul schach.
Right.
So it's like sleeping under a bed.
Right. But and because it's above 10 tefachim, that would be a problem.
Maybe even below, depending on the nature of it. That's a question. But that's an ohel. That's mavatal the sukkah. That'd be an ohel.
Not a sukkah.
Correct. That would be an ohel.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Can we go on to the next example? That was not a complaint. That was a question. Though. Have I answered all the questions for the moment? Go ahead, Esther. Okay, so my marker, which is not working very well. Time to replace the marker. I have to get new markers, I think. From the office or something. Okay.
Well, that's good.
For now. All right, and what do they say? The top one is greater than 20, right? All right. First, let's address a couple of questions.
I have my questions first.
Why is the bottom one puzzle?
Sukkah
tachas ha-sukkah. To be puzzle. Matt, what is the case? What's the case again? Shteim sulos. Yeah, the kaimayel amal meshamama. Right, is that actually necessary? It's not actually necessary. If the bottom one, tell me, if the bottom one were chamasa meruah mitzilasim, what would the din be?
Puzzle.
The entire sukkah is over.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Puzzle too. Now I'll tell you why this is okay. Now, but let's take this case for the moment. It's true also, but why is the bottom sukkah no good? Sukkah tacha sukkah. But it is a sukkah, but it's sukkah tacha sukkah. Why is the top one no good?
Over 20 amos.
Now, when it's what does over 20 amos mean? Somebody, Rashi said something, and I heard a voice in the back. Oznecha tishmana. What's that? Okay. Yes, Zach, is that you? So Rashi says, this is the 20 amos measure. Why? What's that? Because if it's under 20 amos from the floor of the sukkah, and the floor of the top sukkah is the roof of the bottom sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Now, first thing that we conclude from this is what? I mentioned this yesterday, but it's the first conclusion you can draw from this ukimta in the Gemara, in this statement. You could have drawn it from the first one also. Yeah.
Like the
Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. You could have gotten it from the first statement too, but there was, it said, it could have gone the Kaimel Yonah B'toch Esrom, which already implied this. Fine, it's clearly against the Rabbi Yehuda in favor of the Chacham, number one. But now, the next, yeah, Gail.
Rashi doesn't fit very well with the words. Why does it say the Kayama El Yonah B'toch Esrom? Why doesn't it just say in El Yonah G'voh Esrom? I think that's height. Kayama makes it sound like it's in the fifth space in the ground. B'toch Esrom. It sounds like it is. If you say it is shorter than 20, it means shorter. I think so.
I don't think Kaima just means literally omedes. Doesn't that go esrim of what? It doesn't refer to. I don't think that's. I think you're putting into the vocabulary that which is not there. Literally. I know.
You say that the top circle, which is over 20 avo, is on one hand puzzle, but on the other hand makes the bottom of the sukkah.
So it's a sukkah, but it's a sukkah psula.
But when do we make, you know, what's the distinction between a non-sukkah and a sukkah psula, though?
A non-sukkah versus a sukkah psula?
When chamatzah is meruba mitzilasa, we say this is not a sukkah. We don't call it a sukkah pasa.
Correct.
When it's over 20 amo, which is sukkah by definition,
because a
non
because if you think about it, the chamasim or tzilasa, if you were to just add tzach, it would be a kasher sukkah.
If you're just low,
so just not a sukkah yet. It's not a. It's not, in other words, the point is, the tzach that's there will stay there. It is. It'll be supplemented. The tzach above 20 has to be. It has to be lowered, right? The point is, the chamasim or tzilasa, when you add tzach, it's kasher. The above 20 amps, when you add tzach, it's pasul. Okay, so it's called. So the top sukkah is no good.
because, and I don't even care if you want to call it a sukkah or not. Oh, well, it matters for sukkah tacha sukkah.
Yeah.
But there's enough, well, the truth is now, it doesn't technically matter. Even if you didn't have the concept of kol tacha, why would it be pasul? Because come it's tarif, schach pasul, schach kosher. It's like sukkah tacha se'ilan, yes. It's like sukkah tacha se'ilan, because the schach above 20 amos is considered schach pasul. Therefore, because the sach pasul is tzilasim ruchama, and it's the same inside, it's tachas ha'ilan, a regular ilan tachas ha'bayis. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter whether you technically call it a sukkah, ksula, versus it's not a sukkah at all, but I understand. Then?
Also, you know that it can't be that, for example, for Russians, I'm hoping like Rava, because in order to build a structure that's more than 20 hours, because then you have 10 and 10 in the structure.
Is that your own idea?
Yes.
Does anybody agree with that? He's arguing that this must be against Rava, because if to have this, you need the walls above 20 amos. It's true that the schach is in 20 amos of the lower schach, but it's still more than 20 amos off the ground, and you would need, by definition, a walls that would be have to be kava. Does anybody want to tear him apart?
I have to agree
with
him.
What?
I have to agree with him.
Did you get to the Raivid, or you heard me say that? The Raivid says that. He admits it's not absolutely proof. The Raivid wants to argue that Adarava, the Sugya, points in the way of Rava. So as opposed to Gail, who either heard it from me or saw it in the Raivid, you were Mechavi to the Raivid of your own. Excellent. I wasn't Mechavi to it either until I saw the Raivid. I had to do a double take to figure out what the Raivid was talking about. You, however, are correct. The Raivid does suggest that. He agrees. He says it's not 100% Mochar. You could say what? What's the answer to Daniel's question? Even though he was Mechavi to... You know, the Gedolei HaMefarshim, yes.
The height of the sukkah itself is Raili Yotara. It doesn't matter what.
Right, it doesn't matter your particular structure. It depends upon your sukkah. Since your sukkah is the 20 amos, that's fine. Even though, in other words, if you want to build the sukkah on a platform, the walls, with the walls at the bottom, you'd have to make them stronger walls, that's not part of the sukkah. Again, it's just koveya, the shear of the sukkah. The shear is 20 amos on floor to schach. Okay? Excellent. And that is what the Raivid suggests. He acknowledges it's not foolproof, but he thinks, if anything, it's mashma against the Rif. Okay, very good. No?
Is it possible that by virtue of the fact that it has two levels to it, you would be able to make it over 20 amos constructionally?
You mean with Arai?
Well...
No, because what's the floor going to help you? It's a flimsy floor.
So let's say you have the Dauphin Akuma, you know, ceiling deal.
But then it would undo the entire thing. Even a regular sukkah. There's a reason why the Yerushalmi rejected that. So I don't think that will help you. Okay. Excellent, Rabosai. Excellent. Excellent suggestion. Excellent question. Okay. Raivid, Rif. Okay. You're better off being the Rif just because usually the Rif ends up winning, you know. They showed him a lot of deference. But anyway. Fine. Excellent, guys. Next. Okay. Continue. Okay, so now okay, help me here, Rabosai. It is less than 20. What is less than 20? This or this? A or B? Hey, you're a machmir. You never knew that, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Them before.
Why?
Because otherwise the stock would be a bit starif and the whole thing would be above 20. Yeah.
No. No. Not true. Anybody else want to? Zach?
So structure has to be within 20.
So basically, what we're saying is that this is the floor of our sukkah. And any schach that's going to be for that sukkah has to be within 20 amos of that floor. The reason why, now this is not making the sukkah, you don't need that there. But if this were above 20 amos, it would be schach posel, like a tree. And then it would only work if you mixed it, yeah.
Why isn't it cliche though?
You mean, you think first Rashi and then Masechta?
Yeah.
Meh. Okay, well, I don't understand that. So if you take the Ran's explanation, he says it's not on the schach, it's on the tzel.
Okay.
But I don't think that's what Rashi said. I don't know.
It's kmi she'eino for the purposes of mekayim the mitzvah with that schach. It doesn't mean it's kmi she'eino for the purposes of actually being schach pasul. Yehuda, it's good. It's fair question though.
He is above 20 amos, then the schach shouldn't cast any shade on the sukkah at all, and therefore shouldn't interfere with your schach, because your schach shades your sukkah, and that doesn't shade your sukkah at all. So then the Hananel and the Rashi now interested everyone.
Only if it's a tiny sukkah.
Only if it's a tiny sukkah. It's a tiny sukkah, and he is 120 amos, it should be kasher. Okay.
Next. So the crucial point here is that really what's going on is this schach, you can ignore it if you want, provided that it's not possible. So if it's within 20 amos, it just doesn't help you. Right? And remember what I mentioned before, if this were also hamasam ruba mitzilasa, except that if you were to put these two schach together, they would be silasam ruba hamasa. If Ravas will say later in the beginning of the second parak, if the pieces of schach are more than a tefach wide, you will say chavot rami, and you will get kasher schach out of it. Yeah, here.
I thought in the context of sukkah tachas ilan, when the bottom sukkah is chavot murume chavata, then even if the ilan is chavot murume tzilata, we just ignore it.
No, we don't actually. The Gemara, that's the Gemara's initial suggestion. That's the ukimta, and then the Gemara says no, but you actually have to. The Gemara says.
They both come out of the Ruvim and Salata, and you have to mix them together.
So I think you are correct in the sense. What you have to do is you have to. And I wouldn't say it the way you said it. Assuming that if you were to. This would be like the tree case. In the tree case, any place where there's schach, where the tree is above the sukkah, you have to cancel the schach directly below. So if the sukkah on its own is tzilasam r'mechamasa, but by means of the tree, if you were to delete the schach where the tree is covering it, those parts, if by doing so the sukkah would now become chamasam r'mitzilasa, it's possible. I believe your ear is correct that if the tree is very, very thin, and even if you were to cancel all the schach that's directly below the leaves or the branches of the tree, you'd still have tzilasam r'mechamasa in your sukkah, then you don't need to do anything to the tree. So the same thing is true here. If there's so little schach on the top sukkah that, let's say the bottom sukkah covers like 98%. It's like me'uva. It's pretty thick. And the top sukkah only covers 30%. Then you're right. Even if it's above esrim, we'll be fine. I think the assumption here is that each one is that the bottom one is like 60% and the top one is like 40%. And if they overlap, you're going to wind up with, there's any schach, if this were above 20 amos, anything directly below would be no good. Because the upper schach. And if what you wound up with your ear is now it's chamas and rutsi las on the bottom, that's when it's possible.
It's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ravya in one of the same in the Torah.
I know that the Ilan case is very complicated.
Right. I think Rashi would say that it doesn't matter how much schach there is above it. That once you have a controlled air of schach and a non-impediment above it, no matter how much it is.
I don't want to deal with that now. That's when we get to deal with the sukkah tachas ilan, which is an issue that has been on my radar for a very long time, because I know that the shown are much more complicated than the Gemara seems. The pashtus in the Gemara, by the way, we didn't read it, is that even if chamasam rutzilaso, it's mitzdar eschach pasal haschach kasher. That sounds like the way I just explained. I thought that's what Rashi says also.
No, that's when you mix them together. But you only need to do that in certain cases. And the question is what those cases are.
No, the Gemara then says v'shachabatan is the answer. You draw them down and you mix them together. It sounds like before you mix them together, it's pasul. Because the schach pasul is there. Which I thought that meant is that the places where the tree is, below that is no good.
Right,
and you can't be mevatel that based upon a rove of schach below. And if by canceling what is directly below that, you no longer have in the sukkah below chamas tzilasam rume chamasa, then it's no good. If the tree branches were simple reading the Gemara, I thought the way Rashi reads, but
it's the way the Rabbi reads. Rashi doesn't read that way.
My Rashi does, but I may not be reading.
Rashi didn't.
It could be. He maybe had a different Rashi. Well, anyway, when I read Rashi, I read Rashi preparing this Gemara, not this time, but during the summer. I thought there's a odd kind of shita, but I couldn't find it in Rashi here. And as I didn't go looking, when we get to the sugya, God willing, we will deal with it. Okay, so I promise we should get to. We'll deal with it. I don't know the answer to the question right now, but I'm going to assume that this will be the same din as the Elon. Yes.
Why would the schach, the on top, cause a problem for the bottom schach if it was above 20 amos, but not if it's below?
It's above 20 amos, it's schach pasul. Below 20 amos, it's just not schach kosher.
Why?
Because you could put the schach below 20 amos. In fact, I gave you the mashal. Let's say the pieces were a tefach wide. If it were a tefach wide, the pieces in the schach, but there weren't enough of them to make, you know, majority shade, we would say chavot rami. We would cast them down, and they could combine with
the
schach.
If they were below 20 amos.
If they're correct, but if they were above 20 amos, to start with the schach pasul.
So we say that if they're 19 amos above the schach, we sort of combine.
Is it 19 amos above the ground?
19 amos above the ground.
Then so they either do nothing. If they're too narrow, they're just nothing. They're not schach pasul. They're not machshir the sukkah either. If they were wide enough, they could be mitzarek to the schach below to be machshir the sukkah. Once they're above 20 amos, it's schach pasul, and they should cancel out anything directly below them. And if by canceling all the pieces directly below them, you have chamasim rum mitzilasim lavaschach, it should be pasul. No.
Isn't it, if we're following Rava's opinion, what does the dofanot tzulot not schach pasul? If we're following Rava's opinion, the schach should matter what height it is. The problem is the structure of your sukkah.
No, okay. But because the normal way people make sukkahs is not by having the schach held up by a crane, but rather by building walls. Okay, I asked Rav Shechter, by the way. He said there'd be a problem, according to, I think, a very minority opinion, but the crane is made out of metal, so davar makabel tumah, so it's a davar maimed. But you take that part aside. If I build a wooden crane with no base kibble, then that'll be kosher. It's a good asik. Okay, fine. Their question was, what if you don't have to defanas magias l'schach? This is a scenario worthy of gad. What if you have a crane? What if you have a crane holding the roof directly above the walls? Is it good or not? And my answer is yes. Good asik mechitzta. Okay, that's how it works in general. When you don't have the mechitzas reaching to the fanos, you rely upon good asik, and it's fine. So anyway, what were you chaperoning me about?
Why would be pasul the schach?
So throughout the point is because schach pasul normally is placed on defanos that are above 20 amos. Therefore, and I would say better than that, in order to get the schach held up there, you need some type of kavua structure. Okay, therefore we talk about it being schach pasul. Okay.
Why would you just say, you know, you're defan or pasul? That's why you can't live in that schach.
So I'm going to go back to another point, and then this is going to be an issue in the Ravid as well. What happens if you make your defanos very tall and then you recess the schach so it's below 20?
I think we said that should be okay.
We said it should be okay. One reading in the Yerushalmi saw that it as being what was spoken about there. The Ravid initially thinks it should be pasul. That very same Ravid that the Gale has read. That very same Ravid thinks that initially that it's pasul or raya against the rif. And then, that was exactly this issue, right? Once the walls are that tall, it doesn't help you that it's been 20 amas of the lower schach. And then the Ravid says, maybe not. Maybe it's just a shear.
So it's
really a shear in the schach, which originally derives from the defanos, but ultimately it's a din in the schach.
So if you have those, nothing on top of those walls.
Yeah. You mean so this case, but nothing on top?
Right, the walls are still taller than 20 amos.
Yes. So we hold it's kosher, I think.
But one stick on top of it, suddenly that's schach pasul.
No, I think only if the schach. Well, the schach is schach pasul above 20 amos. But it's only going to pasul the sukkah below if, by eliminating that space directly below, whatever it's connecto, you no longer have tzilas and merubah hamasa below.
So there's a minimum amount.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Now, not every case will this scenario actually, will the sukkah below be psula? What do we say? No. Not every case will it be. This is when it's above 20, where the Gemara implies would be pasul. Not every case will be pasul. Only if there's enough schach. Only if this doesn't have enough and this has too much. Right. If this covers, even if it's not thick, 100%, you know, it's not ma'uvakim and bias, but it's 100%, you'll need close to 50% on top to pasul. That's not normally the case below, so therefore, you could have situations. No.
I'm really, really confused. What is the difference between schach that's pasul and just schach that is not kosher? Like, we seem to be making it.
One invalid. Well, I know I'm going to play circular. One invalidates that which is below, and the other just doesn't create a sukkah for you because it's not enough. Let me ask you the following question. Let me ask you the following question. I'm going to play Zeno's paradox here. Ready? According to Zeno's paradox, the only way to get a kosher sukkah is to build your schach all at once and drop it in one moment on top of the sukkah. You know why? Because, Noah, when you put the first piece of schach on, it's chamasar mutzilas, it's pasul. Now you put the second piece on, the same thing. And even if you get to the point where you now have a majority, it's tasev elomenasoy. I'm saying that for fun, but what I'm saying is true, actually.
It is. You know,
yes. No. I did not just say that will win the chumra of the decade, not the chumra of the month, not the chumra of the day, not the chumra of the year. The chumra of the decade. The only way to have a sukkah. I almost shouldn't post this because someone will hear it and say, "Ah, there's one achron who has a sheep that has a sukkah." Please, Rosh Hashanah, why? Anyway, no, but seriously, let me tell you why. If you put tzach on, let's say your bundles of wood to dry on a sukkah, and you decide to leave them tzach, it's no good. Even though it was even schach kosher first, because you put a shalom l'shem schach. And therefore, or, for example, let's say your boards are nailed into the house, they are the roof. And now what you do is you take your hammer and you pull out the nails without picking the schach up. Right? And now it would be schach kosher, but it's pasul kustasalim and asai. In other words, when the schach goes on there, it's schach pasul. Either schach because the material, because the way it's nikva, well, the material is not going to change. You have to do magic and transform it. But the way it was knit, kavua, and the reason it was put there, not for to be misahe, that's not possible. And the only way to make that sukkah kshera with that stuff is to pick it up and put it back down. But I am putting, when I put tzach on a sukkah, when it's not yet, the not yet, right? That's not tzach possible. It's just not tzach yet. Meaning it's not tzach kosher. It's not tzach which is not shura sukkah. The tzach within 20 amos, Noah, could be used to be mach shura sukkah. Just add more. And then this will be good. Basically. So it's not schach pasul. It's just not schach kosher.
I think that, but you can take this to the extreme about every single part of the sukkah, and you can say a cardboard box is not yet a sukkah, but it can be a sukkah and can be made into a sukkah, and we can call it a sukkah, but it's not a sukkah. The same thing with saying that something that's not yet schach can be schach.
I want to know whether or not the schach on top, which is below 20 amos, is going to passel the schach below. I'm telling you that if it were above 20 amos, or if it were metal poles, it would passel the schach below it potentially, subject to Yair's question about the sukkah. Leave that aside.
Well,
right?
It's not yet kosher.
Because in that place, the shade, metal will always be treif. Above 20 amos will always be treif. You have to fund the metal, you can't do anything. The 20 amos, you have to move that schach down.
Right.
With this schach below 20, you do not have to move it. In situ, you can just add schach and it becomes schach kosher.
You could just remove a little bit of the funner and then all of a sudden the 21 amos is 20 and then it's fine.
But the schach would be moving there. I don't care how you move the schach. I don't care if you look at it with beady eyes and it gets scared and drops down. Right? The point is, this schach in location, where it is perfectly good schach. You just haven't finished the sukkah. That doesn't pass on what comes below it. It's only if it's not a sukkah yet, because it's chamasa mitzilasa. That's why this is not a sukkah, tachas a sukkah. But it's not schach pasul, which invalidates that which is directly below it. Right? You understand why schach pasul invalidates that which is directly below it, right? Because we say that the shade is being provided by this thing that's not schach. You don't say, firstly, you should accept what I'm saying because it's clear from the Gemara here. Got to go work backwards. But I think the explanation is simple. I don't want, this should appeal so much to your background. It's not tzach pasul, it's just not tzach kosher. Two din. One is tzach pasul, and the other is it's just not a sukkah yet. It's very simple. I think it's pashut. Yeah, here?
There's a formulation that you might like more and has also good ramifications for people with a certain style of running. When you talk about...
I shall not be mentioned by name, yes.
The formulation Rashi uses in this context is tziruf. Rashi sees, the schach on top kind of coming down and joining the schach. Now, if you take some kasher schach and add it to more kasher schach, well, now it's kasher. It wasn't enough, and now it's enough. If you add puzzle schach to kasher schach, well, now you have puzzle schach. So if Rashi's formulation is meant to be that specific, then
one of the things I don't know about Rashi is the tziruf. is he thinking about Gemara later, of Chavot Rami or not? I don't want to say that because that's subject to the limitations. So I don't know what Rashi's thinking of the schach being a tefach wide. If it's not a tefach wide, it can't be mitzarev. And if you need the two to make tzilas and mechamas, it won't work.
You don't need it. It's not to be mashing.
Correct.
Schach, but whenever you have a building with layers of schach, what happens is you all get
it's all considered one schach.
Right. Except if you have a different psul, which is that the top one becomes a second sukkah. And then
correct. It's right. It's not a psul and a schach. It's not a psul and a schach. It's just now the bottom one is sukkah, shetachas, a sukkah. Okay. That's different than. It comes to the same thing that I'm saying. And everything I said, by the way, Tassim and also I stand by. That's true. I mean, it's self-evident. If a Sukkah Yishana were Psula, then you'd have to pick up the stuff and yeah.
I'm saying if you just replace one part of the Schach from Sukkah Yishana.
Not good. No, you have to replace a majority. If Sukkah Yishana is Psula, and it's Beis Shammai Sheet, then not clear what Beis Elohim Sheet is.
Does the Gemara verse suggest the reason why Sukkah is Paso?
No, it's Exeris HaKasa, but the reason is kind of obvious. It's presumably the same reason why you can't have a sukkah b'toch habayis and a sukkah tachas ha'ilan. Because the goal of the sukkah is for you, is to have the schach as the mediator between you and the sky, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you want to put it that way. Kivayocho. Right? That's why you're supposed to, when you make a sukkah, what's the purpose? Why do you put schach on a sukkah? The answer is to provide you with shade. Now, when you build a sukkah underneath a house, right, the schach's lomal of lomorid. But you build it under an ilan, it's partial lomal of lomorid. You build it under a sukkah, it's again, in a significant way, it's lomal of lomorid. The idea of your sukkah is supposed to be mizerim umimatar. You know, lamachsel umistar mizerim umimatar. It's supposed to provide protection for you. If something else is on top of it providing protection, no good. Right, so So that may be even why Rashi chooses to use tziruf as opposed to my formulation, because he doesn't want to have anything else there, even though it's tzach kosher, in location. In other words, if in theory it were to knock out the stuff below, your sukkah, your schach is not providing the shade, is the upper schach. So I don't know if it doesn't matter which formulation you want to use. The bottom line is the schach on top is schach kosher. I would say it's not mitzdarev to be machshir the sukkah below, but it's mitzdarev so it doesn't passel it. Okay, one last sukkah here. You know, Benji, you're lucky because you barely had to read. There's so much discussion. There's a rule. If any of you, Mirtz Hashem, go on to do a PhD, so one of the things that you want to know, PhD, your thesis at the end, you have to stand in front of a committee or your advisors and other faculty members and defend it. So assuming that no one's out to get you, which can happen if there's politics between the various faculty members, assuming that there's no politics, okay? So then the trick is to get, there's a limited amount of time. You know, you're really supposed to be successful. At that point, you wouldn't have gotten to that stage normally. It's very rare to not let someone pass that stage. They don't let you get to that stage and through the defense until that point. But the trick is, to make your life easier, is to try to get two of the faculty members during the defense to start arguing with one and talking about their issues where they're interested in. And you just say nothing. You stand like a fly on the wall. And at times, the clock ticks by, and eventually they're going to ask you some questions. They'll come back to you, but that's the trick. Okay? Just tuck that away for those who will eventually go on to do a PhD. Okay? Anyway, go ahead. Okay, they're both, the top one is kushan, the bottom one is puzzle. They say, what's the case? The top one is this. And both, they say the bottom one is this. Now, what happens if the bottom one were not that, but were this? What would it then be? No. Wait, so then what? Then which case did you just read?
The last one.
What's the last one? No, the first one. What was the first one? 1 second. Hold on. I'm talking right.
My bad.
Okay.
Yes. My brain skipped in there.
Fine. All right, in this case, the Elyon is Kshera Y. It's within 20, and again, probably A or B.
A, B. B, B.
It's
It's a machlokas here. Who says B? Who says A? Who says nothing? Nothing is not an option here. Okay, the answer is B. Now, why is the bottom one pasul? Sukkah, tacha, sukkah. They're both on their own would be perfectly good sukkahs, but it's underneath another sukkah. Top one's kasha, the 20 amas you're measuring is from here to here. Okay, fine. Now, having spent the time we did on this, we have done two things. We have done this Gemara, not the first part under the tree, but number two, once you understand the Shach Levataria and the questions that are raised, you will now much more easily understand the dialogue of the Rif, who doesn't say anything, and the Raivin and the Ramban, who deal with this. You know, the Rif doesn't articulate. He just says the Sugya. He just says this Sugya is mashma like Rava, and he doesn't explain why. He doesn't explain why. Okay. Fine. Continue. What's the chiddush here? Right, you all figured this out on your own. You didn't need the Gemara to spell it out for you. You could have figured out which were the four scenarios. So the Gemara says, pshita for them, maybe not for us. Okay. Okay, so the concern is in which case, where the tachtonas k'sher l'yonas psula. So what's the nature of the Elyona being psula? Because it's hamasa b'mitzilasa. But where is the schach of the Elyona in that case, the first case we dealt with? The schach here, the first case that we had, was this. And why was the schach, why was the bottom sukkah kosher? Because the top schach was within 20. You would have thought to make a gzera that, let's say, the top schach is above 20, and then it would pass all the sukkah below, kamash v'lon, that you not go there. Okay. Fine. Did I ask you to do the rest of the Gemara now? Up to the Mishnah. Okay, so keep going. Amar Rav Huna. Oh, yes, I know why. Anyway, of course, the last line. Amar Rav Huna. Oh, I'm sorry. Kami Yehi Bin Sukkah L'Sukkah. I apologize. Yeah, in other words, how much space does there have to be in order for it to be called, you know, two different sukkahs? Right? Each one has its own schach. But how do you know it's to, assuming that each one has tzilasa merbe chamasa, so each one has solid tzach, question is how much is the gap that you have between them in order to be called a sukkah? So, he says, and by the way, for what purposes are we talking about right now? How much space does there have to be between them, Zach, in order that we should say that the bottom one is pasul? What about the top one being kosher? How much space must there be between them for the top one to be kosher? What would the Amoraim say? Keser? Ten tefachim. Because you need a shir sukkah there. There's no question that the Elyona to be ksheva requires ten tefachim. The question is, how much is required to pasul? Do you require ten tefachim or maybe less? Maybe if you have enough of a makom, maybe it's not, maybe it will pasul the lower one. So the Gemara quotes three opinions. Go ahead. Amar Huna. Right. The standard OL for Tumah is a Tefach. Ditnan. Okay. Let me just explain this to you. This is the basics of Alos. We will probably come back to talk about this. We'll have various opportunities. Here's the body. Okay? I put it under an ohel. Halacha is the following. In order for the tumah of the mace to spread out under the ohel, there has to be a gap of, firstly, this would have to be a tefach tall. There also happens to have to be a gap of a tefach between the mace and the ohel. The mace is considered solid, the tefach on the top. Now, this is not a common case to not have tefach, except that it could be an issue in a coffin. Although a coffin raises its own problems. If you had a coffin which had, let's say, one side open at the head or the feet, let's say, because I don't know why. The question is, why would it matter? All right, I'm getting away from myself. Let me first start with the regular case. Tefach al tefach. What happens, let's make this a kazayis min hamis. Okay? It's the head. The gugolas, you don't need a kazayis for, but. Okay. All right, it's nobody's head in particular, okay? Fill in your presidential candidate if you like. All right, so halacha is the following. If there's a tefach of gap here, okay, then the tumah spreads out underneath the entire thing. And assuming that there's a little opening, let's assume this is made of brick, so it's not makabel tumah. If there's a little opening of tefach to the outside world, I know what I'm telling you now. You can dance, you can do the limbo, whatever the popular dance. You can do the gush dance on top of the slab. No kohanim, right? The kohanim, if there were kohanim, they can do the gush dance on top of the slab. But does our kotel have a dance? No.
We just dance.
They just dance. Okay. So whatever yeshiva you went to, you can do the dance shalvim. I don't mean to discriminate. Even reshit. So here, you got your shout out. Come on. So you can dance on top there, and you're shahar. Not a problem. If, however, you don't have a tefach gap in the ohel, what is the halacha? There's no ohel.
Do you mean there to be a hole to the outside world? If it was closed, it would be worse?
It's a problem of kever salsim. I don't want to get into it. So that's why I'm just putting it there for accuracy purposes. I don't want to explain that. I mean, unless we decide, you know, four blot into the mesech that we want to do meseches alos instead. It's a lot more conceptual. So... What is the din if there's no tefach gap and there's no tefach in the ohel? Tumah bokasvi ola bokasvi oredes. It goes into the ground, keeps going until it gets an ola of a tefach, which either means it gets to China, okay? Or that's what they say at least. Or if there's a cave in the ground which has a tefach gap and let's say again an opening to the outside world, it will spread into the cave, but the floor of the cave because there's a tefach will be mafsik the tumah. This way it goes up to the rakia. That's why, by the way, there's a problem. I mean, the problem with planes is an issue. Planes flying over cemeteries is an issue because real baronos don't have tefach al tefach anymore between them. And if a mace is buried there, and it might be a kever sus, it may not matter. If it's a kever susim, by the way, you're just to understand the problem. First, what happens in a kever susim when there's a tefach al gabi tefach is first the tumah spreads out under the entire ohel, and then it's bokasvi all bokasvi aredes against the entire surface. Because it has no escape to the world. That's what a kever sasim is. So that's why we have tzaras with cemeteries. In the time of the Gemara Brachos says, "Medalgin hayinu agabe aronos la leches agabe likras malachim," and not just malchei Yisrael, but malchei umos olam as well. It's a Gemara Brachos. It's the kavod abrios segia, daf yud ches yud tes or something like that. The Gemara says the reason it's mutter likras melech, it's yimatir tumah for a kohen. The answer is rov aronos yesh ben poseach tefach. What that actually, I don't want to go into what that meant there, how they buried it, so on. But bottom line is, this is the principle. To be an ohel, to be mafs, to be both chutzes b'fnei ha-tumah, to block the tumah from going up, and to spread the tumah out underneath. It's a chumra kula, you need tefach al tefach, berum tefach. Minim shir ohel. Yes?
Wouldn't a plane be its own ohel and block the tumah?
Problem with a plane is, number one, it may be made of materials that are Mekabel Tumah, and therefore they're not Chotzeitz Pefnei Tumah, but they may be a Satuma. Learn the Mishnah is being the 8th Perek in Alos. And number two, a plane, which we will, if we, I don't know if we'll get to the beginning of the 2nd Perek in Iyun, is an Ohel Zaruk. It might be an Ohel Zaruk. And if you, and if an Ohel is Zaruk, it might not be Chotzeitz Pefnei Tumah. So yeah. Okay. Fine. You know what planes are made of? Aluminum, which might not be Mekabel Tumah. Titanium are the rivets, and steel. Steel is Mekabel Tumah. Now they're probably using carbon fiber stuff. Okay, fine. So that's Shita number one, one tefach. Go ahead. Shita number two. Continue. So they're saying it's not Midin Ohel, right? No, the first Shita, who was Rav Huna, was Midin Ohel. Which is interesting. Right? It is a shear that we use in other contexts with Tzach, fundamentally tzach pasul, but not necessarily gabi sukkah tachas sukkah. Sukkah is not a regular ohel. It has an o. It isn't. It's a souped up ohel because you need 10 tzachim to be. It's an ohel aroy ledira. So they say no. That's not enough to be mafsik. That's only an ohel. And since it's tzach kosher, the material is good. It doesn't pasul. 4 tzachim gap. Why? Because a makom has. We don't find a makom. Chashuv, less than Arba. Where's a makom chashuv that's Arba? Where's Arba matter? Rishuyo Shabbos. Right? To be Rishuyo Yachid, it must be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. At least. Same thing holds true for a, I don't know, a caramelist as well. Yes. What happens if you have a Rishus that is less than 4 by 4 tvachim?
standing next to a karmelis or a shasaravin, what do we call that? Makom pator. Okay? A makom pator. Why? And as it implies, it's a makom pator. It's hard to make chiyuv there because it's not a makom chashuv. So they say four tfachim. Now it happens to be, interestingly enough, what is the weakness in the shita? What's the problem with suggesting four tfachim? Tosus is bothered by that question. I had it. I don't know the Gemara he's referring to. I got Tosus's kasha. I don't know what his teretz is. 4x4 is usually width and length, not height. For height, you only require 10 fachim. So Tosus comes up with a case there. Shalom Atzin. Fine. Third shita. Okay. How do we paskin? How do you know? Did you look in the Rambam?
No.
No. You did the same thing I did so far. I've read the Rambam, but I don't remember it. I've been reading the Rambam a couple of times because the Amish Brenner Mitzvah is on that thing. Just be careful about that. Don't paskin halacha the way. Go check the Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, yes. So I haven't looked either. I presume that that we paskin like Shmuel. My time at the Shmuel. Okay, that which is it. If you want to talk about sukkah, tachas sukkah, so to be a sukkah, has to have 10 tefachim. There you go. Now the part that might become of interest to the Rishonim in particular. Not that the previous stuff wasn't, but yes, no.
I don't get what does that mean,
machshara? Kehshera, just as you machshir a sukkah, you need 10 tefachim. To pasal a sukkah, tachas sukkah, the other sukkah that pasals you has to be 10 tefachim. No?
We say sukkah tachat abayim, sukkah tachat ilam, all those things. Do we not say sukkah tachat ha'ohel?
No. It depends. If the ohel is schach pasul, maybe. That might be bias. And ailan. Here, so you're pointing out of something fundamentally important, that the psul of sukkah tachas sukkah in some ways is different than sukkah tachas bias and ailan. Yeah, was there a question in the back? Okay, Yehuda?
What's the din of that area in between the two schach? You're standing on the lowest schach, they're sitting probably less than 10 fathom. Is it in the sukkah? Are you on top of the sukkah?
I assume within 20 amos. And it's tzilas and ruchamasa?
Yeah.
I assume it's kasha. It's like the on top of the ceilings in Belfer Hall.
So it's not 10 fathom.
You know that? I think they finally closed it off, but above the ceilings in Belfer Hall, you can crawl through there. Back in my days, there were people who did when we needed to get to certain offices. Not to steal stuff. Although the greatest prank in computer science department in YU's history was, in fact, pulled off that way. So, yes. Because next time you go into, what's that?
Gilly was hanging like that.
You go into your professor's offices sometimes in Belfort. I don't, not on the fifth floor. On the upper fifth floor was done very recently, like in the last 10 years. But if you go in the office and you look behind the door, there's like a hatch that goes to the stuff above the ceiling. So I think I'm told they might have started the seal to some of that off office. But another time I'll tell you what the prank was. Okay, for another occasion. Yes.
Following on your question.
Yeah.
If the bottom sukkah is puzzle and the top sukkah is not tall enough.
Oh, no, that's for sure puzzle. Agreed.
Right.
We're talking about the Gemara saying, in order to puzzle the lower sukkah, which is going to be a case where both, assuming within 20 amos, that's the pashas of this case, and both are silas and ruchamasa, so the answer is that the gap on top has to be at least 10 fachim to be its own sukkah. If it's less than that, I presume you could be there. Why not? Are you allowed to sit in the schach? Let's say your schach is like the canopy of the rainforest, okay, but it's below 20 amos, right? Are you allowed to hang out in the schach? If above you is still enough of a layer, that would be silasim ruchamasa, mistama, yes. What's the psul? Unless you're called not being in the sukkah, I don't know. That's really the question. The question is, do you have to be underneath schach, or you have to be in the sukkah if you want to call it that, and that's some will call not in the sukkah. I don't know. Yes?
Doesn't the fact that the 20 amos has to do with the halal prove that it wouldn't be considered in the sukkah? Because we only count in the sukkah to be below the schach. The schach itself is not part of what we call the height of the sukkah.
I don't understand. This case, firstly, I think I see where you're going, but I'm not sure it makes sense. Ask again, what's the scenario you're envisioning?
Because we know that when we say a sukkah can be up to 20 amot, we mean 20 amot of empty space.
Until the schach.
Plus schach.
Well, we don't care how thick the schach is. Yeah. Schach be a sticky schach. As long as the space between the bottom of the schach and the top of, and the floor is 20 amos or less, it's good.
Which means that technically the schach is not inside the sukkah. It's above the sukkah.
Okay. That sounds reasonable to me. Excellent. I think you might be correct. I'm not 100. I'm inclined to think that you're right because I don't have a better svara. And otherwise, I said seriously, that's very good. Okay, that's a chiddush. Fine. Now the Gemara says, continue, Benji. Yeah. I said that's ridiculous. It can't be. You know, it's okay to have a sukkah tachas sukkah as long as the people in the top sukkah left town. Right? They're not there. That can't be. It makes no sense. Right? Sukkah tachas sukkah has nothing to do with who's living there. It has to do with, you. It's like sukkah tachas ilan, sukkah tachas. No one would say that if you build the sukkah betoch habayis, but nobody else is living in the house, that it's okay. So, yes, Gail.
You say it does that if you do show sukkah. That would have been ridiculous. Say no one would convey on it as a sukkah.
I suppose that's possible. I suppose that's possible, but given it's, but I would say, who cares? Why is it different than bias? Again, this is basic svara.
Because there's a katav about having two sukkot on top of another, and it's not called sukkah, and it's not called
the same zeres hakasav, tachas ilan, and tachas habayis. Right? The svara, even though I pointed out later in shir today that there is a difference between the two, because one of them, each one would be kosher on its own right, just the proximity that one on top of the other makes the problem. Mm-hmm. And it was the others are inherently possible. Nonetheless, the svara behind all three of them is that you're supposed to be sitting under the schach, which is what's protecting you from shamayim.
Then, why would it have been ridiculous to like assume that if you had two sukkahs on top of one another, sort of the schach, like we said before with the more sun than shade, that the schach and the top sort of joined the schach and the bottom. But once you have people in there, then you create a distinction between the two. And therefore, it's technically two sukkahs, and therefore, that's why it's possible. Like, that wouldn't have been a crazy assumption, I don't think. Like, that's not how we hold, but...
The Gemara, in effect, is going a little bit that way and trying to understand. In other words, the whole point is to demonstrate what is the gap. What is the gap between them?
But you said it's ridiculous to think that if someone was in the sukkah, that
no,
would have made the difference. But I'm not so sure. It's pretty easy to conceptualize how that if someone was there, that would create the distinction between the two. If no one was there, then you could sort of consider it as one.
Again, I asked you the question when it comes to bias and Elon.
Because a bias, you're not allowed to have, it's not tzchach.
Okay, but the principle of the three is still the same, which is your sukkah has to be tachas hashamayim, not tachas something else.
But you could say that because it's two empty sukkahs, they can
do one sukkah. Fine. The Gemara didn't think so, but fine. Okay.
It doesn't think that, but you could have thought that.
But now you have to think that.
I know, but the Gemara dismisses it even as a possibility. But okay, fine. What? I don't know.
Last line is that da hamma diyoin mamish, and it has to ask a question, and that's how it's. That's I haven't learned it carefully.
Let's wait till we get. It's not. Let's get for our poor purposes. We will see this again when we do the Mishnah, the opening part of the tree. We can deal with it then. That's when we'll look at the Yerushalmi. Go ahead. So Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's ena rei ledira, the sukkah bottom sukkah is kshera. V'hechi dami. Which I mean, even though it's not ten tefachim, which really means what we're suggesting is that Shmuel's statement is a machlokas reviewed in the chacham. So what's the kash? The kash is that Shmuel will end up holding like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not such a powerful question, right? You could say Shmuel says I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Normally we ask a tiyufta on somebody. We try to ask something. We try to ask them all the tanaim. And your opinion is against everybody. Fine. So Rashi says it's straight. Rashi says the kash is that Shmuel will end up holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Fine. The Gemara answers. Okay, so no, it's ein diurin ba'el yona. It means if it's not ru'uya ladira, it means because not because there's no space, but because there's no floor. Right? If it can handle the furniture of the Elyona, because you're supposed to move your furniture into the sukkah, so then then the tachton is kshera. Michlal. So the Gemara is wondering that the Tana Kama holds. The Tana Kama holds that if the upper sukkah cannot hold, the schach cannot hold the people, then it's still possible sukkah tacha sukkah. Now this is very interesting, by the way. What's the case here in terms of the shade situation? Which might prove Rashi's reading. This might be the source of Rashi's reading. What's the shade situation of the schach here, of this sukkah we're talking about? Upper schach is? And lower schach? Now it's interesting because the Gemara at this point suggests that if the lower schach is not strong enough to hold anybody, what's the din? Everybody agrees? Bottom sukkah is kshera. Why?
Does the top sukkah not cut on sukkah?
Correct. Thank you, Kesser, because it's not sukkah tacha sukkah. Because part of being a sukkah is having schach, but part of being a sukkah is also being able to live in it. If it's too short, you can't. If it's too short, by then dimensionally, it's no good. And if the floor, if you're going to fall through the floor as soon as you go in there, it's also not a sukkah. Even though they're both tzilas and mechamasa, which is almost. So then the question you have to ask is, how is it that the bottom one is kosher if the top one is already blocking all the shade? So it comes back to, so again, do you have to say that it's tziruf like Rashi? I don't know, probably. It makes more sense to say the mitzdarif at that point. So even though they normally are mitzdarif, but if there's a sukkah with the stuff alone above, it's sukkah tacha sukkah. Right? Once there's no sukkah on top, now they're mitzdarif, and it's fine, you sit in the lower sukkah. Yes, here.
This starts getting much closer to, and I think what Daniel was referring to earlier, there's no din in a sukkah of having a floor. I don't think.
What is it? Turtles all the way down? Where are you going to be? Of course a sukkah has to have a floor.
There's Velcro walls. Just
There has to be a floor, because otherwise there can't be schach above 20 amos. Is there in Gush, is there a hakira difference between the ground and the floor?
Sorry, okay.
You just say I went to a different, I didn't go to his yeshiva. Yes, I'm sorry, David, go ahead. I don't think if you levitate in a sukkah and you make sure that you levitate within 20 amos of the schach, it's kosher. It's 20 amos from the floor.
Well, you're doing witchcraft, so it's also anyways.
There you go. What about Amir al-Akam on witchcraft? Depends whether Ben Noach is Musar and Kishif or not. So
but obviously the context here isn't one where without having a floor, it's more than 20 amos.
No, I understand. My point is that the notion
it's
that
it's defining the
Teshvu ke'ein taduru. Houses have floors. It doesn't have to be stated. The reason they don't talk about the floor generally, as a general rule, is because there's no havamin to talk about. You can live without walls. You can live without a roof. You cannot live without a floor. You will live in free fall.
Right.
So it's understood that teshu came to the roof.
So what it's doing is it's, you know, moving the definition a little bit closer to what might have, you know, what you might have reasonably said as, you know, a place where people actually live. Again, it doesn't prove diur means diur mamish, but it starts pointing towards that.
Okay, but one second. You cannot live without a floor. That's a given.
Race. I agree. Oh, man.
So what is that? So what are you pointing in his direction?
The point I'm making is just that when we talk about sukkah, and we say, you know, the inconceivability of defining the top sukkah based on
the fact that there are no people living there at the moment.
Right.
Could.
But now we're defining it based on its livability.
Right.
And the definitions start getting closer to one another. Doesn't prove that he's right, but
the definitions of what? No one living there and livability? No. Non-livability implies no one living there, but no one living there doesn't imply non-livability.
There are
plenty of summer homes on the Hamptons right now that nobody is living in. They are perfectly livable. I've never really been in them, but so I'm told. Morning.
When you lay down the schach, so does this mean you don't need to decide which sukkah the schach belongs to, as long as you say it's a shame sukkah?
As long as it's a shame providing self for underneath it, I think so. In other words, I would say the following, Morty. If it is mesachich on,
in other words, when you put the lower schach on, what's the purpose of the lower schach? To provide schach for anybody who is below that schach. When you put the upper schach on, you're putting it for to be schach for somebody who's below that schach. As long as it's put on l'shem schach, we'll assume you don't need the mitzvah because that's bishan mitzvah. Okay, pashtus.
So that's fine. The only rule of schach. You know what's no good for schach, and what's schach puzzle? If you put your bundles to dry on the sun, or
if you do the following: if you have a haystack and you hollow into it, right? So that this stuff here on top, the top of the haystack, when it was put on initially, it was put on top of other hay. It wasn't l'shem schach. It wasn't to be mesachich on the hay below. It was just to pile it up. Yeah.
If you thought you were posseling the bottom sukkah by building the top sukkah, and then it turns out you couldn't stand on the bottom sukkah, does that possel the bottom sukkah?
Is the stuff on top to provide stuff shade? Yes. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then it's the top stuff that's the stuff and not the bottom sukkah.
In the case where in diur and where they can't live.
Right.
Yes. Correct. Well, I don't know if it matters. That Rashi says the mitzvah. Remember, at that point, the key point of the Gemara, it's no longer sukkah tachas a sukkah, because the upper one is not a sukkah. Yes, Yehuda.
What if you have a sukkah that's on a sphina that has no floor, just at the surface of the water below you? In fact, I'm making it better. We'll have another sukkah that's sunken under the water. And you have the sukkah that's on top of the surface of the water. There's another sukkah that's sunken under the water.
What was your first question?
But if you, let's say a simple case. Let's say your sphina gets a hole in it, and now your sukkah has no floor. Are you still in a sukkah?
Where is the sphina right now?
You have a let's take the circular shape like Raph's sphina. Here's your sukkah. Here are your walls, and here is the surface of the water.
I know, but if there's a hole in your boat,
yeah,
it sinks.
Say, you can find lots of holes that I sealed off individually, and that it's only some of them have holes in them. The ones out there, some of them.
Where does your boat come to rest?
It's on the water.
Are you above water?
Yeah, you're floating on the water.
Okay, so the sukkah gabi sphina. What's the problem? Why do you need holes in your boat? You have a sukkah gabi sphina. It's fine.
No, the sphina has actual solid. But the water is floating. You are literally floating.
The water. What's your major? Computer science?
Yeah.
You should study physics first.
Suffice
it to say the following, Yehuda. I know that you think so highly of me, but even I don't walk on water. So if you do not have a...
Building is like over a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Where are you sitting?
On a flotation device with a
cool
floating.
It's water that you can stand on.
Well, that's the question. That's the real question. This is not a question. Okay. Okay, that is sufficient, Gail. You've inflicted enough damage for one day. Okay. All right. So anyway, did you ever think of writing Svarim? Okay. You know. Okay. I'm going to say nothing more. That's sufficient. So anyway, so that then finishes this sugya, which is the last of the pieces of the puzzle that Rishonim are going to put together. So going forward, I will talk about the parasha for just a very few minutes, not long. Next Sunday, Tzom Gedalia, there will be regular shir. We'll be doing Bekias, regular schedule. We'll just be fasting. And on Monday, we will resume this. I know this year, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. I don't remember what the official Thursday is. I'd like to give shir Thursday. I know there's also Yom Yun going on. I'm supposed to give shir at some point in the afternoon then, so I'd be giving two shirim. So I assume we will have regular shir through Thursday as well. I know that almost nobody is in for Rosh Hashanah, which I'll make a sad face for. One of these that here is for the students, not only you, but Yom Kippur. I understand more of you will be there, but you're not going to be able to join us for meals at Yom Kippur. So be it. So anyway, so next week will be regular regular schedule of shear.